Donnie Hayes is the head of Petersburg's Parks and Recreation Department, and since he moved here 3 years ago, he's made it a priority to keep an eye on Hungry Point Trail.
Oh, I love it. The community loves it. When I first came here, I was surprised at how many people came in to me and said, "Now, Donnie, the Hungry Point Trail really needs a little bit of love and tender care."
Hayes has made sure to follow those instructions, even bringing in a 12-person crew last year for a week to renovate the trail. But keeping up the area's condition has been difficult. Hayes says that people on motorbikes and ATVs have started riding through Hungry Point and other trails, kicking up rocks and leaving marks in the ground. Signs are up forbidding the vehicles, but the rides have continued. That worries Hayes. He's concerned about the condition of Hungry Point, but he's more worried about the safety of those on it. To give me an idea of just how dangerous it can be, Hayes walks me to the opening of the trail and points inside.
As you look down the trail, mm-hmm. How far can you see?
Probably, I don't know, 20 or 30 feet or 50 feet at most.
Yeah, so a lot of people in the community have assumed that when we put up our no motorized vehicle signs on the trails, that we were mostly concerned with destruction to the trails themselves, which is part of the reason. But more importantly is that you come down a motorcycle on such a small pathway, and you saw just a few minutes ago that we had a group of 30 people here. A motorcycle coming right at them, there's nowhere for them to go. It's an accident waiting to happen. And so to try to, you know, keep those who are hiking the trails safe, you know, really is just, this trail is just not built for motorized vehicles. And that's the truth of the matter.
Those accidents aren't just hypothetical. Hayes mentions a situation that happened at the end of May, where one of his employees saw a motorcyclist on the trail and asked him to leave.
And within a couple of minutes of asking the young man not to ride on the trail, he actually fell over on his motorcycle and broke his ankle. And so it was just one of those situations where it was like, ugh. And then my employee, you know, had to carry him and put him into his vehicle, help him get down to the ER, and so then he was out of work for the rest of the day and to make sure that the young man was taken care of. And so it's a problem that's continuing to create more maintenance work for us, but also it's just a safety factor.
The riders aren't just damaging the trails, though. Hayes says they've damaged Petersburg's ball fields, too. The Parks and Recreation staff has to get the field ready for games each day, and often, they'll come out to find deep marks and divots, which can take over an hour to fix. Dave Nauman works for the department, and he says that he's seen the same few riders over and over and continued to warn them about their damage.
When they'll go on the fields and they'll tear the fields up, and it takes untold times to drag it and roll it to get that damage off the fields.
For the department, the situation is a frustrating one. They can warn riders they see on the trails, but they can't punish them. And while they maybe could patrol the trails to make sure they're safe, Hayes says that he's only got a staff of 2 people. So for now, the department is simply asking the community to be aware of the laws and to not drive on the trails.
And so really it's just a matter of people making the decision on their own, saying, you know, hey, this is something that we need to do to help the community to keep our trails safe and also protected.
In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.